In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Riley Madison, born and raised in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and now living in Nashville, has released her fourth album entitled Where Does the Time Go? It showcases her beautiful voice and ability to tell stories in her songs. Her debut album in 2002 was entitled The Life of Riley. She's currently back home in Nova Scotia, and she joins us on the show now. Welcome, Riley Madison. Hey, Riley.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing just terrific. So great to hear your voice, and we're going to get into the album and share a couple of songs from it.
Well, that sounds great to me. It's good to hear your voice as well. It's been too long.
It has indeed, and I've been reading up on all the good stuff you've been up to, and of course the big thing is the album Where Does the Time Go? Great songs on it, ranging from sadder songs to hopeful songs to tongue-in-cheek fun songs. How does it feel to have the album out now and ready for the public to enjoy?
How does it feel? It feels like a huge relief, really, because this album, we spent 2 years in the making of the record in the studio, and then spent the last year doing some strategizing and such, and putting a plan together, and now here we go. Here we are at the starting line, and waiting to see where we're going to end up in the race, we call music.
That is awesome, and you've had two singles out, the new one out now, Be Yourself, which we're going to share in a few moments, and I understand you wrote all the songs or co-wrote all the ones on the album.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I actually wrote six of the tracks myself, four of which are co-writes, and we also included a bonus track, which is a second version, a duet version of one of the songs on the record. Some amazing talent got to join us on this album, and we're pretty excited and pretty proud of it, to say the least.
Yeah, you've got some of the best musicians from the Nashville area, and you've also got a couple of guys on one of the tracks, Salt in the Air, a tribute to your homeland of Nova Scotia, and they're playing on one of the songs, a couple of guys, good friends of yours.
Absolutely. Well, Dave Gunning I've known for some time now, and we're co-writers and friends. We've done a lot of shows together, and Dave and I got on Skype one day. This is an amazing thing about technology today. We got on Skype one day, and I Skyped him the file of the song that we were assembling in the studio that we were asking for him to join us on, and we basically met in a music meeting and discussed, you know, what parts he could lay down, and, I mean, Dave's brilliant in his own right, so I didn't really need to direct him at all. I just said, Dave, add your flavor, and he dished it up, and what an amazing job he did. He sings the harmonies on Salt in the Air, and he also plays acoustic on the song. And then his good friend, Troy McGilvery, who's an amazing pianist here on the East Coast, he joined on the record too. So it was pretty awesome.
That's amazing that with the technology, that was all able to be done long distance.
Yeah, well, Dave did his vocals and acoustic from his studio in Pictou, Nova Scotia. And then Troy McGilvery, while he was on tour in New York, went to a local music shop, picked out a keyboard, took it back to his hotel room, and laid down the keyboard track and emailed that to us, and we inserted it in the track. It's just amazing what technology has done.
That is terrific. And your website is RileyMadison.com for people to check out, learn more about the album and also about yourself. Now, when you're writing a song, there's a real range of themes in it. As I mentioned earlier, these songs were written over a period of time, and you put a lot of yourself into these songs, haven't you?
I have. I tend to write what I know. Somebody told me years ago on my journeys back and forth to Nashville not to focus on trying to write something specific, but just to write what you know and try to pull as much detail out of what you know or what you've been through or what someone you know has been through and insert it in your songs that way so that it comes across as, you know, a piece of who the writer is. And that's pretty much what I've done all these years, is just kind of writing what I know to write, the stories that I've lived or that friends have lived. And, you know, there's some good to that. It's very therapeutic for me for for the things I've been through. But it can be a bad thing for friends of mine who are sharing their stories, because they can often...
Yeah, exactly. What is it like when you play one of the songs for one of these friends who might have made their way into the song, one of their experiences? Is that uncomfortable for either of you?
Well, it's interesting you'd say that, because one of the tracks on the album, It Can't Be That Bad, which I believe is track number 2 on the album. Let me just double check that. Yes, track number 2. I wrote that after being on the phone with a very good friend of mine in Nashville. Her name is Jessica. And after I got off the phone, I literally wrote that song about a half-hour conversation we had. And she was having a really tough go of something at the time. We don't remember exactly what it was, but there was something that was really eating her up, and she was telling me it in great detail. And after I got off the phone, I just kind of flushed out this, it can't be that bad. But I mentioned her name in the song. You know, I got a frantic call from Jessica, my best friend. Crocodile tears. I mean, the whole bit. And when I sat her down to listen to that song in our home studio, I was a little nervous. I was sitting on the edge of my seat, and I sat her and her husband down in the studio after we had produced it. So there was no backing up for me. There was no letting her know I wrote a song. I waited until we were done with it, and then I played it for her.
Too late to back out.
Too late to back out, and then we sat and waited, and the first person to speak at the end of it was her husband and said, "That's my girl, that's my wife." And she's very proud. She's very proud and excited that there's a song out there with her name in it, and it's about her. And it's quite fun how you can kind of take life and life experience and wrap it into a song and kind of pay tribute to a friend, not meaning to pick on her at all. But just the theme of it is, it can't be that bad. Just when you think something's really bad, it just can't. It can't be that bad. Just stop and think about it.
And we need those kind of songs. I often think of songs as reminders to us when we hear them on the radio or on a record. It can remind us, oh, yeah, it's not that bad, and it kind of puts things back in perspective.
Right, yeah, yeah. So it was a fun song, a fun track, and the harmonies in the background. Steve Fox, who's an amazing Canadian talent who we all know and love,
yes.
He loaned his voice to the harmonies and the callbacks on that song. And if you listen closely on the outro of the song, he's got the, you know, he's calling back to me. I'm saying it can't be that bad, and he's saying, I know you think you got it bad, but it's not the end of the world. And he's throwing back all this. It's really cool. He came up with that. It's brilliant.
That's awesome. Now, I understand on one of the songs, you were rewriting it up to the last minute. In fact, the title track, Where Does the Time Go? You had some stuff to add in that you wanted to put in there before it was finally recorded.
Yeah, that's very true. That song itself, when I wrote it, the first draft of it and then the second draft and the third draft, I thought I was done. In fact, we had been in the studio and I already put down a vocal. And it was just after I put that vocal down that one of my best friend, my absolute favorite relative, my grandmother, Leah, had passed away last March. And it was after coming home for her service and everything that I thought, you know, I'd really like to pay tribute to her with this new album I've been working on. And I went back in and rewrote the third verse on Where Does the Time Go, and talked about her and talked about that day that we all dread, but that very poignant day, that moment in life, one of those times of you'll never forget, and you find yourself thinking, where did the time go? It went by so quick. I mean, my grandmother lived till she was 97 and a half, but I found myself saying, where does the time go? It seemed yesterday I was a teenager, you know, it's hanging out with her. So this album is actually a tribute to her. And the cover of the album, there's many pictures on the front of it, photos hanging on a wall with a bunch of clocks. And all those pictures are of my grandmother.
It's a beautiful cover, and pictures of her too. So that makes it all the more special.
Yeah, and some really cool magic happened in that cover. The photographer who did that artwork, he took all those photographs and imposed them on my living room wall and in Photoshop. And the very final picture he put on there over my shoulder was actually the last picture I had taken of my nan alive. And he didn't know that, but he just happened to place it over my shoulder, and she's looking down at me. So it's pretty amazing.
That is indeed amazing. Well, let's share that song now that we've talked about it and given the story behind it. Then we'll come back and talk about it a bunch more, Riley. Sound good?
Sure. Sounds great.
This is Riley Madison and the title track to her new album, Where Does the Time Go? Here, out in the country.
That sweet summer night when I learned to pedal two wheels with my daddy holding tight. I remember like it was yesterday. And I remember the family gathered round as the dirt hit the shovel and they lowered Grandma down. I remember that's something I'll always remember. The look of loss in all our eyes, everyone apologized. All that I could find the words to say.
Beautiful new music from Riley Madison, Where Does the Time Go?, the title track to her current album. And now I understand you produced the album with your husband, Clay Krasner, who is a very well-known and established musician.
He's not too bad himself, that's for sure. Yeah, we produced that together. We produced it together, and actually I have to give credit as well to the trio that accompanied me on Where Does the Time Go? They're a band by the name of Due West. From Utah originally, but based out of Nashville now. My husband actually plays for them too. And they're an amazing, amazing vocal group that I think you'll be seeing a lot of probably in the next year here, called DueWest.com. You need to check them out. But yeah, I did produce this album with my husband, and, you know, over a period of 2 years. In fact, there wouldn't be an album if it hadn't been for him, because I was pretty confident and fine with giving up music and just being a songwriter and not making my own albums anymore. And it was him who said, you know what, that's not going to happen. You've got some more music in you to put out there. So he kind of coaxed me into putting a new album together.
Isn't that a great thing? And I understand, Sam, that you also listened to some of the songs as you were writing them and sort of let you know which ones he thought were the best, gave you some good feedback?
Yeah, he was doing that before I knew. And I'm very particular on what I play for him because my husband's a musician himself. He's been in the business a long time as a bass player and a session player. And I knew not to bring him anything that was not good because he would be telling me that it wasn't good.
Right.
And anything that I wasn't finished or felt was completed quite yet, I wouldn't present to him either. And ones that I knew had something, even if it wasn't finished, when I knew it had something special, then I'd play it for him. And all the way along, he was kind of shelving the songs that he thought I should put on another project. And about a year after we were married, he came to me and said, you know what, I think you need to put another album together, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And he kind of took the reins and led the way.
Now, it must be a thrill also for not only these songs that you've written for yourself, but the ones you've had success with as a songwriter, for example, Diane Chase and some other artists. You want to talk about the feeling of when another artist chooses one of your songs to record? Because they've only got 10 or 11 for an album, so to pick a song of yours is saying a lot.
Oh, it's quite a compliment. I mean, a few of the best feelings you get as a performer, as a songwriter, and putting your music out there is when people like it so much that they choose to either A, take it home with them, B, they're singing along with you in the audience, or C, another artist decides they're going to record it. I mean, those are huge compliments that it's obviously hitting somewhere in someone in a very special place
right.
that they need to have it for their own. So I've taken it as a great compliment, and I don't take it for granted ever when somebody wants to record something I've written. It's just so awesome.
Do you have a dream pitch, an artist in your mind that you may even think you've got a song that's just perfect for them that would just thrill you to no end to hear them record?
You have no idea how on that topic you are. There is a song. In fact, I had this conversation with Barbara from EMI during CCMA's in Hamilton, and I was telling her that the song I wrote last year, it's nothing I've recorded, nor have I even made a work tape or a demo of it yet. It's just a song that kind of, I say, wrote itself and just used me as its vessel. But it's a song I wrote after the flood, and it's called The Night the Water Came. And Barbara actually encouraged me to put together a little video of that, you know, record it and post it on the internet and see what kind of action I can get on it. But my dream is, and when I wrote it, the only person I've thought of to have record that song is Alison Krauss. Because it just
nice.
Has a very haunting melody to it, and it's a piece of time stamped in history, and it would be amazing to have Alison Krauss, and even better yet, have Vince Gill sing in the backup, or doing it as a duo, because they're two of my absolute
Definitely.
Favorites. So
those voices can bring that added depth to the song, and we can check out the video of the song or what you put together online.
You will. It's not posted yet, but it will be posted probably in the
okay.
next couple of days here because it's my assignment to get done. But keep your eyes
on it. You've got homework.
It.
Terrific. We'll look forward to checking that out. Now, can you share with us the story about your involvement with the Hank Snow Country Music Hall of Fame there in Nova Scotia?
Well, that's funny. A few years ago, actually, I shouldn't even say a few years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, on my last record, a wonderful fan and person in the music business down that way, Lauren Tutty, she was a fan of mine, and
yeah.
they put together a very special display of East Coast talent and other Canadian talent and had it on display there at the Hank Snow Museum in Liverpool, Nova Scotia. So that was quite an honor to have my clothes on a mannequin and my things behind glass. You know, amongst some of the greatest, I was standing next to George
wow.
Canyon. Or my dummy was, but the funny part about it is that I hadn't shared that with my mother because I only see my mother, you know, usually on holidays and special occasions. She lives a bit of a distance away, and I hadn't shared that with her. And by chance, didn't she just happen to go down to Liverpool, Nova Scotia one day?
Oh, no.
And she just happened to go into the Hank Snow Snow Museum.
And oh, my goodness.
And she just happened to go around the corner, and she tells me that she pretty much fell over when she saw her daughter on the other side of the glass standing there. It's pretty funny.
What a surprise. I'll bet. My
Isn't
goodness.
That funny? I wish I had that on video, because that would be hilarious.
That would be. That's one of those moments, yeah. It's you just
it's
can't
funny,
plan that. Or so she was quite, when she told you about the story, she was quite overwhelmed?
She was quite overwhelmed and, of course, mad at me that I didn't tell her it was even there to begin with. But at the same time, she was pleasantly surprised, too. It was quite a nice little kick for her, a bit of enjoyment
for
her.
Yeah, that's a great story and a great honor. Let's turn to your new single here, Riley, called
sure.
Be Yourself. Tell us a bit about the writing on it and the inspiration behind it, and then we'll share it.
Be Yourself. Well, literally, you know those wall decals that you can get and put up on your walls, you know, family and friends and all these sayings that you can stick on your walls these days in your home?
Yes.
There was one that I bought, and I put it up over the doorway in my kitchen. And it said, in a world where you can be anything, be yourself. And I happened to be sitting at my island in my kitchen with my guitar in my lap, and I looked up at that sticker. And the moment I looked at the sticker, I heard the song and just poured it out on paper. Like that's, and I put that sticker up probably a month before that. But that particular day, sitting there with my guitar, I just happened to look up, and I heard the song. And I just poured it out on paper. And it's one of those songs that I certainly hope inspires the youth, the young, to be all they can be and to be themselves, not to get caught up in being who their friends want them to be or who their friends think they should be,
yeah.
but to just take charge of their own life and be who they really are.
It's a great message and a great song, and that's the power of music. We'll share it now. This is Riley Madison and her latest Be Yourself on In the Country.
Pressure and all that stuff to become who you really are. There's just one life for each of us, one that is our own. So wherever you go, go with all your heart and be yours. Yeah.
And that's her brand new radio single. It's called Be Yourself. My guest is Riley Madison. Her brand new CD is called Where Does the Time Go? You can learn more about her at RileyMadison.com. Great production on the song.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot because we've spent a lot of time on this production and we've had a lot of amazing musicians to make it just right. So it's great to hear that you like it.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds great, and you can definitely hear the production work that went into it, along, of course, with the great vocals. I wanted to ask you about your influences, Riley. Who were a couple of the artists as you were growing up that you looked up to and were inspired and influenced by?
Oh, my biggest number one influence was Anne Murray, who's also a Nova Scotia artist from Spring Hill, and I grew up wanting to be Anne Murray someday. She was a class act and still is an amazing voice.
I also loved Bonnie
Raitt and Vince Gill.
Nice.
Alison Krauss, I've been a fan of hers for some time now. So it's fun to kind of put your own music out there. And the production has been a lot of fun, too, even though I fired my husband several times over the making of the record.
Was it four times to be exact?
Four times to be exact. He says three, but I'm sticking to it that it was four times. There was one track on there, the track number 10, December Leave Me Alone, that I wanted nothing to do with for this album. And he was just adamant that he felt it was a song that needed to be put out there. So I have to thank him, though. I have to give him credit in the end because it's everyone who's heard the album are picking that as one of their favorites. So what do I know? I just write songs.
That's why it's always good to have another set of ears to reinforce how good a song is. I guess as a writer, you don't always know unless you get that kind of feedback.
Right. And, well, this song was such a personal story, even though it's not written quite as a personal story, I knew the meaning of it. And it's a very emotional song for me. And, in fact, I just played that at a house concert here in Nova Scotia last weekend. And it's basically, in a nutshell, it's about my first December away from the three kids I had raised in a previous relationship for 10 years. And though it's not about Christmas, it's about the month of December and all of what goes into that month and the fact that I had to find a new sense of normal. And I played it at this house concert, and there were people coming up to me afterwards telling me their story. It had nothing to do with kids or nothing to do with, you know, they were telling me their story. One of them was about someone who lost their husband and how they struggled with their first December after losing their husband. And it's interesting to hear that perspective back to me because all I've ever seen that song as is my own personal story. So,
yeah,
and my boys were there. The boys I raised are 18 now. They were there at the house concert, and tears were flying, I have to say.
I'll bet. Yeah, once you send a song out there, it's your song, and then other people take it, and they apply it to their life, and it's great about a song. It can take on so many different meanings. Except to wrap things up here, it's been a pleasure spending the last 30 minutes, Riley, with those couple of great songs off of the album and also to catch up with you and hear some of these stories.
Well, and you as well, Dave. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and keep doing what you do because your shows are great.
I appreciate that. It's my pleasure doing it, talking to people like you and just, again, hearing these stories and feeling your passion for the music. Thanks again, Riley. Let's do this down the road.
Absolutely, and stay tuned for YouTube. We did post a brand new song today that we did at this house concert that was for friends that were getting married. That's up on YouTube, but the Night the Water Came is coming real soon.
Awesome. We will look for that. My guest today has been country artist Riley Madison. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.